Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Happy Sunday and also happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world. You are now tuned in to the High Praise Cathedral live right here in Eastern Michigan with Pastors Apostle Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. And we just thank God for all of you listening in all around the world, to all of you here in the states, cities and states, those that's in Africa, Italy, UK, Switzerland, Australia, Malaysia, Mexico, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, all in the Caribbean, everywhere around the world. We just want to say happy Sunday to you, and God bless you all. And once again, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers around the world. We have a great, great service that you're going to be hearing on today. And also, we have our very own prophetess, Joyce Hatton. She will be ministering a very powerful message. And so, also, we want to pray for her and the family in the passing of her mother on yesterday. So our prayers are with Prophetess Joyce Hatton and family. And so, once again, we just want to say God bless you all. We pray that you will be blessed by this great service on today. So we're going to take you right now into the sanctuary. Happy Sunday once again. Happy Mother's Day. And God bless you all. We're going to take you right now into the sanctuary.
Thank you.
Let's all say, man, God bless you, God bless you. We get ready for the word at this time. Still here from the word from the Lord. Just want to remind you that we expect all of you to demonstrate to what we've been teaching on Thursday evening as true disciples, being involved in all of our exercises, our services throughout the week. Every Thursday, Bible class is at 6:45. Praise and worship again at 6:45, and Bible class again at 7. So we want you to have come in at that time, 15 minutes prior to the teaching. That will give me a full hour of teaching so that we can be blessed with the Lord. And also, reminding you that this coming Wednesday, all roads are leading to Louisville, Kentucky, for the 43rd annual AWCF conference. That is the Apostolic World Christian Conference, and yours truly, the vice president. And I was just with the president this past Sunday. They're all excited about meeting us there. They're coming from all over the world. When I say all over the world, I mean all over the world, all points. We'll be in Louisville, Kentucky, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We look forward to a great time every night. This conference, the bishop explained to me, is going to be centered around deliverance, healing and deliverance. He said, we've been preaching salvation for the last 43 years. He said, but only after God finished taking me through a series of serious illnesses that I discovered that I now need to reach out and begin to understand and know what God was doing with the disciples when they were passing by and their shadows were bringing healing upon those who they came by. And so he said, Bishop, I want this conference to be centered around healing and deliverance as well as salvation. So we're excited about what's going to be happening. They're going to be preaching now from Africa, from Asia, from all over the world. You've never seen nothing like it in your life. Everybody about the same thing. It's just like a great big Pentecost. Everybody at one place, one accord, and God blesses us every year. And I've been serving as the vice president now for the past 8 years, and God is blessing us. Amen. Not only that, we are looking forward to our great holy convocation, 2014, held in Detroit this year, August the 4th through the 8th. And we're going to get together, all of us going to entertain these delegates from around the world. They're coming from everywhere to Detroit to be in our holy convocation, August 4th through the 8th. So let's get excited about that. Let's get ready to, as they say, they're going to have a fight. They say, let's get ready to rumble. No, we get ready to praise God. Amen. God bless you. Get your Bibles in your hand at this time. Our speakers on the floor, she has ample time. We normally don't get our speakers up until half past one, but it's just 11 minutes after one. One. We sing a song about that. 1-1-1. Glory to God. That time is in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for our associate other co-pastor, Prophet George Evans.
Come on, praise the gentle of the poor. Come on, there's a sound that sounds new. That can't come from anybody else but you. Come on, this is a sound that can't come from anybody else but you. The heavens stand at attention waiting on your name. There is a real sound that will open the heavens. There are 2,000 for 2 10 times. Make the noise that you have recognized in front of you. Oh, I'm not poor. Oh, you're not always waiting. There is a sound that heaven is waiting on. He's waiting on you to open up. He's waiting here. I dare you, my brother, you're standing here. I dare you. I can tell you in heaven. Recognize it in the right place. Over now, call his name Jesus. Thank you. Lord, I'll see you. I'll jump. No. You've got to open up like that. Hey! You got to find me. and he was loud sometimes in the movie. But the whole movie was leading up to getting people that were vampires with a special kind of blood. And the whole world was looking forward. I forgot the vampire world. Was looking forward to getting together in a building that would pull the blood from each one of these special kind of vampires. They pulled it from everybody, but Blaze was one that was Blaze, or he was even caught in the blood system, that when his blood jumped with the others, he was called an exclusion. Glory to praise in this. Today we got to pray for our nation. Now I can explain it. Not only happier with the loss of my mother, but Jennifer here with the loss of her grandmother. And if we're talking about the call, he said, I lost a father, a husband, and a wife. I need you to understand what real love and peace, the blood of Jesus, the devil. What kind of explosion do you think can make?
Hallelujah.
There is a kind of anointing that they serve to one another. That is the kind of praise and love in your life that will cause the demons in hell to come out of there and come and suffer you and your faith.
Like them, our ushers will have them. They come get this money.
Let's say happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Yes. Just jewels in our eyes. Amen. Just for all of you. And especially to our mothers. Where are our mothers at? Where are mothers at? All the mothers with just so happy to have you. Oldest spirit and all of you are the same. But Mother Horton is our oldest spirit. And all of you, we feel the same way about the stuff up for the Lord. Amen. She don't have to get you too. I like them when they get you. Amen. There's a whole lot of the day we're living in. A lot of mothers will let you get away with a lot of stuff. It's a blessing to have mothers like Mother Horton that's still doing it. So many others that we have in our midst. So we love you so very much. Please pray for the McCoys. Amen. They're still going to be wounded. They're still going through. That'd be hard to have such testing at a time like this when the children are small. Amen. God bless us with mother 94 years.
94 years old. Mother was still left up.
She showed a whole lot of folk up. She goes in the hospital, they put a little more in her, she come back and like, bam. Save young back. So this time we didn't go exactly where we wanted to, but bam, in heaven, I'm back. Two Bibles real quickly. We have so many great women and men in our midst, so many great preachers, so many great evangelists that I'm so honored to be able to work with Bishop, and we've been together a long time. We've been doing almost 40 years that we've been working together. From the time we started on Christ, we've been doing it together. We just feel like we'll just keep doing it and till God, you know, age catches up. And that's why everybody needs to come forth, do what God is getting to do. Amen. Get ready to magnify, be glorified in the name of the Lord only, under the covering of the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do, you got to do it in the name of the Lord. Amen. Whatever you do for Him, you got to do it for Him and Him only. The Bible says in 1 Samuel, a very familiar verse of the scripture and a very familiar story. But for some reason or another, I feel as though I need to talk about this powerful woman. Let's just say 9:1-9, 10th verse that we want to see, but 9, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk, now Eli, the priest, sat upon his feet by the post of the temple of the Lord, and she was embittered. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. I found in 1 Samuel 1, 9 and 10. 10th verse. Amen. All right, before you be seated, I want to encourage you to make sure you get your CD. I purchased over 500 of them from the CD of Future Hatton, LXW. So I need y'all to help me pick one up at least one home. Amen. There's some people that you need to give this book to because there are so many people like Hannah that didn't know their worth, did not know their value. And so make sure you get the priceless woman in this inside of this book. I prophesy to some people that changes their life. I hear it all over the world. I hear it often. Maybe you don't know. But you need to get this book. And I promise you, it'll bless your life, it'll bless you single, it'll bless you married, it'll bless you halfway, I was trying to help everybody. And I even helped the little girl that was trying to get away with them. And this book is blessing people. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. I thought I'd give you the subject first, but let's just sit for a minute because so many times, and I won't be long today if you pray for me, but you can tell by what I'm going through and probably the, you know, the experience thing that you don't know the experience is when I got into the airport last night at 1:30, and Pastor Ruby and I went today, and we both were speakers and working with that. While I was there, I got the call yesterday morning. And so, of course, you know, we felt like everybody else feel just as human as anybody else. And God helped us, and Bishop's been working with us a while, getting us all ready. And thank God for seeing us meeting with, like, my mother's, Chris is my sister, of course, you all know that. Christina was like my mother's baby girl that all of us was probably a little jealous about. I'm glad she was able to make it today because it was hard for her. And thank you for her going through, but she's just been working on me to go with me and just got to be in a place where I can at least function. And I'm beginning to want to fight you with the stuff you teach. You want to be, you'll get under attack every now and then. You told God you would do it through anything. You'll go through anything. You will worship anything. No matter what. So every now and then, the enemy want to bring that under attack. It's scripture today. I just want to show you, boy, beginning in Samuel, you will have an opportunity, maybe many of you read the story. It's not a story, it's an episode of the situation in which the Word of God that brought forth to let us know that you can get things done beyond what's happening in your life. In Lockyer's book, All the Women of the Bible, which I love so very much, his title for Hannah is the woman who personifies ideal motherhood. He writes, and I quote, all that is recorded of this woman, who was one of the most noble Hebrews that ever lived, is an inspiration and a benediction. End quote. Hannah is an inspiration as a wife. She's an inspiration as a mother. And as a believer, she covers all things. She's a model for every wife, every mother, every child of God. So it's powerful that we can hear this today. When you read the book of Samuel, we first meet Hannah with a sad heart. I preached it before, but let me just encourage you today. But before the story ends, we see her with a glad heart. And when you look at Hannah, one quickly assesses that she has a good heart. But as you look into this passage of scripture, you will also discover that she has a grieving heart. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verses 8, the Bible says, then it says, Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why shouldst thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Sometimes when you're going through, people don't understand you. Don't expect everybody to understand what you're going through and your feelings. You got to get in the presence of God so you know you don't know God knows you. You got to know that He is concerned about what you're going through. And that God, I love the way He does things because He capitalizes. Whatever you're going through, He understands you. He knows you. Even the hair on your head is not hurt. That's where you matter with people sitting there grieving. Am I not better than Tessa? Yeah, you're better than Tessa, but I see a woman. You're better than a whole lot of haters, and you do a whole lot of stuff for me, but I still have some stuff on my hands. You know, I've got a good husband, or I've got a good wife, or I've got some children, but every now and then we're dealing with some stuff that people don't understand. You're so better than me. Your husband, ask her why did I have grief? Because I still have something to ask God that He had not asked me. Anybody over there, you have someone to ask you something and look like you're going to make it happen. No, don't sleep. Dealing in this week with Paul in Corinthians, how he talks about how he asked God three times to remove the thorn in his flesh. Just kept asking God, and then the Lord said a word like this: "My grace is sufficient." for me, Lord, but I still need some help. I don't have to go through grace and mercy, but every now and then you just let the Lord that's good at me. But Lord, I still need some help because I'm dealing with the stuff in my flesh. I'm dealing with the stuff in my mind. I'm dealing with the stuff in my spirit. I still need God. Okay. So because Hannah speaks and speaks to us from her grieving heart, her many mothers today could testify of having a grieving heart over a child or over children. That there are three things that I just want you to consider today as a first parent. Because sometimes people don't understand when you're dealing with children. When you're dealing with the wrong thing, you're dealing with children. And sometimes you've lost your children and they're still alive. Sometimes they're in a field where you can, you know, every now and then hear from them, but they're distant from you. I'm not going to read it when your son calls and you don't have to call him and say, why haven't you called me? I'm going to see when a mother's dealing with children or a daughter that you don't know where, you don't understand why, they don't understand why I had to call you, but I love you. You know what the truth, what the promise is. We were given children that we train them up, that they grow them to be the definition of God. But every now and then, you have to be hard. Some of them have to deal with hard love. That's what we're going to be. Sometimes you have to deal with hard love. You know that other stuff. Come on, baby. But every now and then, you have to be brave with yourself. Here. Now that's somebody to tell you. We got to talk. Change it. It doesn't have to be all baby. All baby, nothing. Come here. So she's feeling like a grieving heart. She has some things that she's hurting. She's wounded. She's going through some things, and there's some things that she's dealing with that she doesn't want to be going that she's going through. So first of all, after that, we see her a perplexed hand. She is this praying mother. She's praying. Have you ever been praying and you feel something? Now, Lord, I'm talking about you. Now, you're not satisfied some kind of way. You feel something that doesn't fit. And at the very beginning, Daniel, we learn about the whole life of Hannah. Her husband's name was Elkanah. He is described in the Bible as a devout man. He's defiled. And the Bible says, and this man went up, I thought, the same year in worship and sacrifice unto the Lord the Most High in Shechem. In all appearance, somebody, anybody else look good, act good, look like everything is wonderful, but if anybody else looks bad, anybody else look here to you, put clothes on, but you still hurting inside. Dressed up, made it, face up, got everything looking right. Standing you're going through. Folks don't want to know what you're dealing with, but you're perplexed and you have some issues going on. Can't come out on your shoulder and say, you can have some issues. But you got to worship. You got to worship. You got to worship. You got to learn how to worship. It's the worship of the gift that's done. It's the worship of the seeker that thing's done is gone. You can have some crazy good things. You got to learn how to worship. Have some mess and things come up on the floor. You can have mess in the house, mess on the job, mess. But if you learn how to worship, it's something about God. Well, let me do it. I need a praise and I said, that's not a good place. All you have to understand, why can't you get you through some stuff you can't get through by yourself? Why can't you get you through a bad stuff you can't handle on your own? Give me 1 minute to talk. 3. 1 minute to learn about how Hannah is dealing with some stuff. He's going up. It looks like everything is going well because he's worshiping. He's sacrificing to the Lord. He goes to Shiloh. And in all appearance, Hannah seems like everything is going. Her husband loves. He loves the Lord, but not only does he love the Lord, he loves Hannah. And the Bible says that it differs, but under Hannah he gave worthy proportion, for he loved Hannah, woman, and what you need is a man that loves you. you that want a man, any man, gotta have a man, it's all right. You gotta fuck the ball. You get a man, and if you want a nothing, to draw the right one. Because you don't want to get somebody that don't love you and don't love God. If he don't love God, I promise you he don't know how to love you. He don't even know how to love you. Because he don't love nobody but himself. Oh, he's coming for me. I need a prayer warrior. Right here with you for a prayer warrior. Somebody that knows how to pray. Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, he'll know how to love you. Church. Had I had a husband that loved her dearly, yeah. She looked at the storm. There was a heavy cloud of darkness over her home. Oh, God, everything looking right. Everything seemed right. But there's a dark cloud up over her household. It's over her home, her marriage, and her spiritual life. Notice, as you look at the text, the affliction that troubled her. Let's read. Verse 2, when you have an opportunity, but Hannah had no children. Then we read in the 5th verse that the Lord had her womb. Oh, God, when you ain't had nothing happen to you until God done it. When you ain't been through nothing really hard until you know God is doing it. You can't whom God had cursed. I need you to lift my head and say, you can't cry. Whom God had blessed. He called God. Cry and let me get you a mother. You have a place for you. You have a pull up. You have a help on the field. You have somebody to cry. You can't bless them. No, that's what I could say. I need the blessing of the Lord on me that whatever I'm going through, let them know I'm doing because he's processing you. When God has completed the process, I'm sure you'll come out of that field blessing. God's got a plan to take you through the pain to bring you out of. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the going in. God's got the plan for the coming out of. He'll take you through to bring you out of. He'll take you through that when you are, you don't have the power to do whatever he needs to do to help you through. And I'm talking. She's dealing with this thing. She's dealing with marriage. She's dealing with spiritual stuff. Notice, as we look at the text of the fiction, a trouble comes in. We're dealing with that battle, that our child is that. For some reason or another, I need to tell you this, and I'm trying to not be too long. I need to tell you that battle is not always about a baby. I need to tell you that battle is not always about having a little baby or not. Battle is to be your dream. Shandable. It can be your life, your job, your situation. It can be more. It can be better than your vision. And you need the Lord to bring that thing to life. Oh, I tell you, you can have all going on inside of you, but it's better than the cross. Don't make it a lie. That stuff, she's childish, she's going through with the Bible. She's a woman that's barren, Abraham, his mother. Amen. Let me tell you something. Whatever you're going through, you ain't the only one. Keep trying to act like you're the only one going through anything. Somebody sitting next to you might be going through something as worse as you're going through. They just ain't told you. Hallelujah. My God, if they told you what they were going through, you couldn't handle what happened. Your brother lost their house, some folks have lost their family, some folks have lost their marriage, some folks have lost their spirit, some folks have lost their life. And here God is, but God, I'm going to be prepared that day. And because he's God and has the power to work a little bit in his head. It don't have to be out of here. It can look sleep. It can act sleep. It can be so bad that it's already in the grave. But the power within it. The power within it. It can go into the grave. Go past. So open up even the grave. Go in, pass on. Go in and pass. Hallelujah, the grave calls Yahweh. Hallelujah, y'all talking about Jesus. We pass the grave calls. The power of God and his word. Go into the grave. Like he's feeling that good.
There was Rebecca, y'all hear me, and Isaac.
for dealing with them. That was Jacob and Elijah. Maybe we ought to go back and say that was Abraham and Sarah. I couldn't have a baby. I was too old. I couldn't tell you that it doesn't matter what dream God's given you. I don't care how old you are. Y'all don't hear me. And that bishop, you'll be able to do more than you ever done before. I'm going to preach it. 63 years. You've been pastoring 40 years. You're almost 75 years old. And the Holy Ghost is good. Just ready to use you. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm just ready to point you forward. I need you now. Not holding over your head, even holding out on you, it pushes you to where you are. Say, pray for him. Don't you worry about praying for me. Hallelujah. There was Abraham and there was Isaac and was that. And there were Jacob and Rachel, and there were Abraham and Elizabeth. In each case of them, we find that there was great distress and grief. You have an understanding that there was often considered a sign that God was displeased, or God had displeasure, and when a woman could not conceive, it was thought that God was displeased with her. A barren woman was held in reproach, a barren suspicion of him, as well as other barren women. The Bible reminds us of that spiritual barrenness. Hallelujah. You'll find them born in me.
Shall not wither, and so whatsoever you do, shall not
I just feel money coming. I don't want you to say. I want somebody to call me a prosperity preacher. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I'm going to have. I didn't have to say that you're gone. Thank you very much. Because she is a prosperity preacher. Thank you very much. I just need that whatever God has. All to his children. Thank you very much. And she got a whole lot of glitter and a whole lot of glamour. Thank you very much. Well, I can get used to it. I promise you, I plan to go with her. Y'all ain't helping me. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I can't get a basement. What? I bring my own girl. Hallelujah, that was wrong. Hallelujah, and God. Stop it, come on, face me. And he made you all intimidate me. Hallelujah, that truck is too much. I put on one that will be dying with it. Oh, help me, y'all. Help me, God. You ain't seen nothing yet. You think that bed you got on? You think that pepper too much? You think that cream is too much? You think that you got that cream? That cream was too much? But God is giving us so much. The glory is coming for money. The glory is coming for victory. The glory is coming for prosperity. The glory is coming for a job. The glory is coming for prosperity. Glory is coming. Y'all hear me? I said glory is coming. I know that we live in the glory, we have to live outside the glory. If you can't live in the glory, then the light will check. Let this be told up to a the time for the light is coming. And the glory of the Lord. About this man that went to worship, this awesome man that loved God, this awesome prayer that loved his wife and gave her the word to push because he loved her more than 10 sons, had another woman living in the house. Oh, the baby's sleep now. Can we talk? Because that day, come on, let's talk for a minute. See, God permitted a man to have more than one wife. And so it wasn't like that man decided to do it on his own. It was a plan of God. So he could show you that doesn't matter what person in your life is trying to hold you up from being barren, that you won't come alive with or without her. And it goes, y'all get up a check. And sometimes God, in this day, God allows, amen, us to go through some things. And it goes through, maybe, amen, they might not call them wives, but they call them mistresses. Y'all see? And they call them, and then they put time in them. And that's not because you're not worthy, and that you're not a good mother. Because Hannah was a good mom. She was a good wife. Not only that, she knew what she was doing in household. And so she probably was one of those women that was a private dancer. And to I'm pushing women so she can ugly clothes off. And he's also have nothing with bitches. That is what I'm doing. I'm just trying to tell you the truth is, you could be sitting next to a woman that went through hell in her house. But she's so bad and so awesome that her anointing, she goes to worship with her man. But now you didn't even know how to go. She wasn't doing nothing but having babies. So when the thing is over, after you've done all the steps, stand up for it. And so when you go through some things, you know some things you can teach your children. When you have hell, how it's talking to a woman that thinks she's bad enough to pull what God gave you. See, you got to remember that when you really got a real husband that God gave you, it doesn't matter how big or how small the size is in that man. Ain't nobody feel it like you. Well, you say ain't nobody feel that close. Show him he's illegal. Y'all crazy. You see people and say, I'm bad enough to go through what God gives you. And here I come. Likewise, the man, David did it with mama. And the third, also provoked her. I'm looking at the time. Y'all, I got 2 minutes. No, I don't. Can I have 2 minutes? Can I have 5? Somebody tell me no. Okay. You don't say that now, but we say 5. No. 3, 2. She said 2. Somebody was between 2 and 10, and he come back. So if I go over 5, then I'll get them. This is very carefully, I'm almost through. But she was going through in the house. She was not just a mistress, she was a wife. We had the power to have more than one. And she would walk through that house that every 9 months, she'd come up with a new baby. And she looked just like his daddy. People, you ain't been through nothing with these special men. Because your man ain't special till he's gone through something. Y'all see? I said, your man ain't nothing till he done went through something. Because it's the something that made him a real man. Y'all see? But if he went through something, I'm not telling you that he has to have a mission. I'm not telling you that the whole lot of folks wouldn't even look at another woman, but he's mean. Oh, y'all, please. Or he is spiritually or naturally angry because of the way his daddy treated him. Or the way his mama handled him when he was young. So he doesn't even learn how to be a real man yet. That's why you only get tissue for your birthday. Okay. But when he goes through something and experience something, pull somebody up and say, you got a real man. So it's up to you to say you're going through the fire and coming out strong. But I tell you what, the Bible says that he'll take your weakness and make you strong. What do you mean? When I walked into the airport, I felt something drop on me physically. That was very painful. And I realized, oh, am I having a stressy? But now I realize, I believe I can anoint you now, you'll never be the same.
Whatever promise you're going to get in your victory, I need you to put your hand
Maybe it's the name of the Holy Ghost. Accept words. If this is to ordain, if you want to come to the altar, you can. Because we are now, we're here to honor mothers, to pay great respect to women who deserve to be celebrated. I know some mamas that you know you did what you should do when you should have done it. But just simply come to the altar. If you're going through something concerning your children or your family, maybe you haven't had the call you want from your child. This is one of the best holidays of the year. And you could even be a man, because, you know, you'd be surprised how many men were the mothers in their house. I said, in my opinion, it is one of the greatest celebrated days. And because my mother has, you know, not only was the homegoing of my mother yesterday morning, but also my baby's birthday, my baby boy, my last child's birthday yesterday, David's birthday. So David feels like something has overwhelmed him and taking him through the fire. Why grandma leave on my birthday? I was telling my husband this morning, I said, we've been asking God to go after David. Whatever you got to do, gotta do it. I have got to get my mom on David's birthday. But whatever God got to do to get David's attention. David's busy traveling the world. People celebrating him as though he's some great special in what he does. And so it's going to take a God to go into his house, past all the big celebrations that's happening for him. God bless him to get the house and to have increase of thousands and thousands of dollars that could not have come or would not have come. Except for prayer. But I need God, I'm telling you, you might have a child that you want God to save. I want you standing here. You might have, you see, you might need to take the anointing you have. You can't physically get him, but you send the angels into the prison and pull them out. Pull them out. I promise you, God can pull them out. Let me tell you this, and this is nothing. God knows, forgive us for this, if this would be offensive to Sean. But Sean, I'm telling you, your daddy and I pray every single day of our prayer time, asking God to pull you out, to pull Sonny out, to pull Peggle out. God knows it's the truth. I'm talking about we fasting. Sometimes fasting will be 30 days. They'll tell you, I've never reneged on getting in the presence of God. And sometimes it would be days in a prayer room in a little spot. There were days we would be in the prayer room. It was a closet in a sense, but it was built as a prayer room, but it could only fit two people. We looked to the east. I remember actually, it had been years we've been praying. All the time. I see him coming. I stand on that. And I promise you before God, the Lord said to me, you ain't got to pray no more. But God told me that, I knew he was going to do whatever he had to do to get it. Some of them had to go through hardship to come. So barrenness is not a wonderful thing. Hannah, in order to get her baby, had to look at a banana every day, bringing the baby to her. That pushed her to the worship place. Some stuff pushed you to your worship place. Pushed her to know God in a better way. Some stuff happens to us, make us know God better. Sometimes it saves our husbands, saves our wives. We don't want it to happen, but if it's going to save somebody, what you want to be a sacrifice? Lift your hand and say, I'll be a sacrifice. Father, in the name of Jesus, sacrifice for him. Baby, don't worry, God got you. You got to remember that we were praying for them before this happened. It seemed like they just got caught up in a situation, and they got caught. We got caught, driven, and then you didn't want to die, and then you're going to prison and be saved. Because he ain't going to be that long. God will fix that. Let it go. Sometimes they might have to have an overdose and almost go to hell. God, to pull us back. Because he ain't never been delivered every time we get in trouble, we pray about, I ain't doing no more. So ask me. Ask the Lord to do whatever they got to do. Whatever the process is. I'm not going to fret the point. Whatever you got to do, Jim, you just keep praying. And sometimes the Lord won't be praying the crazier they are. And how you going to do all that you've done and all the love and all the training you've given them and they don't know you and act like you ain't never been dead? The devil is off. You need to find how many women are dealing with children that their own flesh and babies that they pushed out to treat them like they ain't none of their mama. We need to give her honey to rush till she almost died. So are you okay? You hear me when I say? That God let us go through. But it'll be a deadly situation. Let us go through. Let us go through. Me, child. And the sins of God. It's okay. The fire ain't going to kill us. The Bible said it would kill us, did it? The Bible says that you'll go through the fire, but you won't be burned. That you go through the water, but you won't die. And whatever is connected to you belongs to God. You hear me what I say? Father, in the name of Jesus, you spoke to me today and you said that the word was a praying mama. A praying mama could get the things done when others could not. She could handle the things that others could not handle. There would be none of that praying that could deal with a husband that others could not deal with. These women would be powerful enough to get enough oil on them that they could cause others to be healed. Trials and tribulations pour oil out of you. And oil blesses others, heals others. Heal in the Lord. Heal in the Lord. Let it flow like a river of the heaven. Oh, healing Lord, healing Lord. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow. Healing Lord. Healing Lord, fresh over. Healing Lord. Let it flow like a river from the head. Oh, healing Lord, healing Lord. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. One more time. Let it flow. Let it go. Let it go. What? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it Sin out of this house. The cry of the Lord of God came that you have fallen for it, and I even never picked it for it. And it was healed because of your death. Because the greatness of your death, you are under great test. So in the name of Jesus, you're with tonight. You're going to pass one way, but down another. That's what I promise you. I'm going to pass you. And you're going to pass you. Oh!
Say that you take your hands off God's anointing.
those that have been tied to any demonic forces that tied them down, loose them. I put chains on them. Every door behind their neck, I plead the blood of Jesus. I take a pulse over the demon that comes up over them. If you don't want people, I want you to clap your hands till they come. Somebody plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. They can't get loose. They can't get outside. See, I don't even want y'all to really be clapping. Y'all don't understand this.
Oh, my goodness. Come
on, stand with your baby. Come on. This is a game. We're so excited, we don't know what to do. Come on, y'all don't understand. These are like our babies. We knew them all the time. The whole time. We were a part of them. I'm telling you, we know the whole time. She's been a part of us the whole time. We even pulled away. She was still ours. We never gave up on it. So you know how I feel. Like, I'm surprised Bishop ain't shouting his, you know, Bishop ain't shouting your soul, though. Like David did. Like a true David. That's how much we feel and excited about you being here. She wants prayer. But she sure got some pretty babies hanging out with her. Here's this kind of prayer. Covering from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And the covering in the name of the Lord. God, tie you up in him. In him now live and move and have your being in him. And he'll bless you. That's my baby. Then who's baby? Oh, girl. Well, my goodness. Pastor. Pastor, come here. Look at you. Pastor, with that gift in my city. Pastor, that's so precious. Oh, my goodness, Bishop. This is a pastor, first lady, Pastor Tara. Well, my goodness, there's some on you, too. Ah! You needed to hear what concerns the groupie? That God will give you what he promised? Okay, God said you were bold enough to sit the third or fourth seat back and you did not push your way up. He said to tell you, I still will speak directly. Okay, I promise you, you shall have. And the intimidation and the hurt to be able to do what you've done, that's been a fight. But I promise you that God be God and he is God. He said he's getting ready to take you and accelerate you. And what took you 3 years, 5 years, 10 years to do, you shall do within months. People, oh God. And I tell you, God is getting ready to send your family. I'm talking about the ones that call. The ones that call. How do you all do it? I'm talking about the ones that are praying. We can't let you turn back to us. I'm going to pray for you. I'm talking about the mind folks. The ones that even messed you up and told you, you shouldn't go out. God is about to give you favor. Over the God, y'all ain't going to pray for me. Don't you push me out of peace. And don't you push me out of purpose. Your God, a woman, your God's praying. Cover you from the top of your head. Hallelujah. He said, I saw your tears before now. In that private place you spend with me. He said, and I'm answering your prayer. Somebody give God praise. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss, Mom. You're so loved by God. Even you were born to do what you're doing. Let me tell you something, Mama. Born to do what you do. That's why you can't back up. That's why, well, no matter how hard it gets, you can't give up. Because you were born to do what you do. Your least today will be your greatest. For some reason, I need a kiss. I'm telling you, I do. Dude, son, this is my girlfriend. Yesterday, love you so much. I'm going to turn it back in the hands of our pastor. God bless you, baby. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We believe, God, for everyone that you sent. And they would walk with you like never before. But they don't. That's what you've given us. That's what's of honor. We praise you. Oh.
We thank you, Lord, for this hour, this very moment that you're moving in the behalf of all of these who come stand before you and to recognize your awesomeness. This lovely pastor, Pastor Brunsfield, who comes today to worship her husband and her church, because of the obedience to you today, and again, look forward to the greatness from this time forward that you should cause them to walk in and have a testimony of their obedience unto them. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're so grateful for the Brunsfields who come to worship with us today. Amen. Give them a hand if you want. I'm going to ask you to hold your seat off and do some observations that the Lord be able to find everyone in the world so seeking to the mind of the observation. What was the observation?